This is Steve Eggleston of No Runny Eggs. I'm with Kim Simak, the Republican candidate for the 12th Senate District. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for coming up.
Yep, it was a good drive coming up. How's the campaign going right now?
The campaign's going great. We're going to head on over to the Lincoln County Fair, and I understand you stopped by there too.
Yes, it's a pretty good fair. Your typical animals, has good food prices,
Has
a bunch of rides.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. We were down here last night. We're going to try to meet some folks out there again today and work as hard as we can to shake hands with as many people as we can.
And in the rest of the district, how's the campaign been received?
The campaign's being received very well all around the district. People have been very enthusiastic and helpful. We have lots of volunteers spread across the entire district, which is really great. And we've almost completed our probably second time around. We'll be trying to, keep going to every corner of it until the election hits us in 23 days or so, 24 maybe.
The 16th.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi there.
Yeah. So what prompted you to first ask for a recall of Jim Hoberman and then decide to get into the race to actually run against him?
Well, two separate things. First, I decided to launch the recall to get enough people to sign the petitions and bring this special election about, because he really disappointed his constituents when he decided to leave the table of discussion and just, run to Illinois along with some other senators. The people up here, really didn't respect that kind of conduct, and it was pretty shocking to all of us, and so that's what pretty much launched the recall. So we worked on that. That was a hard, very hard task to complete, 23,000 signatures. But we did that, and along the way, a lot of people were encouraging me to run or saw in me traits that they thought would be good as a leader, as a representative for the people. And after a lot of thinking about it and family discussion, we decided to go ahead and go for it.
And what in your background, prepared you to take on these two tasks?
Well, I'm a small business owner. I've raised a large family, so I'm a hard worker. I am pretty dedicated, and I have a lot of tenacity when I get going at something. So, I think that's what gave me the perseverance to do the recall, the determination. With this, right now running, I think that what I have is a lot of leadership skills, a lot of compassion for what's going on here. We have a lot of small businesses, a lot of just, and all across the board, we have a lot of people who are having a hard time and would like to be able to have a person go to Madison and represent them with some common sense and work to see if we can bring some better conditions here for the people of the 12th District.
Well, even though it's your first race, it's not your first time involved in politics. Could you give us background on that?
I have been involved with politics, I guess, just as far as locally involved with my Republican Party in Vilas County. I also have I'm the president of the Republican Women of the North, which is a wonderful group of ladies who work hard to stand up for conservative values. I also was the founder of a group called the Northwoods Patriots, which is another wonderful group of people who are just love this country and a little concerned about the way things are going, and decided to get together and just become more educated about some of the things that we're facing.
Yeah, what are the biggest issues in this district?
I would say jobs. We need jobs. We lost over 3,000 jobs over the past 2 years since the Doyle budget came through. We also have a very high we have a very big problem with the high tax, property tax burden that's been placed on people. $1.7 billion in that budget in 2009, I believe it was, that is now, after 2 years of it cycling, after it's been out there, right now people are having a very hard time to just be able to stay here, actually. So you're seeing a lot of houses go on the market for sale. You're seeing a lot of houses in foreclosure. You're seeing just a lot of problems. So I think basically you have your jobs problems, you have the tax problems, then you have the ever-reaching regulations and the burden of all the compliances and fees like that man showed us with his cards. It's just a little bit overbearing, a little bit too difficult to do business in Wisconsin.
Well, speaking of taxes, the group We Are Wisconsin has hit your record on taxes. Could you clarify
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I guess that the small, a small business owner like me who works very hard but yet doesn't seem to earn a whole lot of money isn't credible to them. They seem to have decided that is a place to ridicule me where all my taxes have been paid. I'm sure if you talked about all the thousands of dollars of taxes we have paid as a very small, little corporation, it's just inaccurate, and it is just another example of how they will not discuss the issues with me. And they don't seem to understand the burdens that small businesses are facing here.
In the primary between you and your opponent, Robert Lussow, two of you received virtually the same number of signatures that you gathered to recall Jim Halperin. Do you think that would be enough to carry the day against Halperin in the general election, or would that not be enough?
Excuse me, I guess I don't understand the question.
Well,
the signatures from the petition? Or
the number of signatures that you gathered pretty essentially equaled the number of votes that you and your opponent received in the primary. If you got all those people to vote for you in the general election, do you believe that would be enough, or do you think that you would need more to win?
Well, I think that we're going to need everybody to turn out to vote, that's for sure. And I think we're going to get a lot of people voting that this is crossing party lines, because there's people along this district. It didn't matter what party you belong to. The conduct of up and running to Illinois, leaving your job for 3 weeks, resonated negatively with all types of people. So I think we're going to need all those votes and probably more. But that's our job right now, is to work really hard and turn that vote out and let people know loud and clear how important this race really is.
Well, speaking of the third party, they're prepared to dump $25 million statewide in all the what's now 8 remaining races. Mm-hmm. How's the fundraising been for you?
Fundraising is going good, but of course we are always going to need whatever help we can get with that, and of course we're not going to be able to keep up with the money that's pouring in from across, out of this area in support of, putting a stall again or a stop to the good things that are happening here in this state. So I believe that the people understand that, and they're going to not allow money to buy their seat in Madison this time.
Well, is there anything else that I missed?
I don't think so. I mean,
the seniors,
they let there's been talk about me not supporting seniors, and that is silly because, of course, as a person who's never voted before, I never took a stance on any cuts for Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security or VeteranCare yet, and I would certainly support them 1,000%. My mom's 87. I love her. She has a hard time making her bills. I'm the power of attorney for my brother, who's disabled and has dementia, and I take care of him, and he needs all the good care that he can get, and I appreciate what we have here, so I would be totally supportive of everything that our seniors need. So there's another distortion of the truth, and I guess that's about all I would say.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.